Four, five, six hitters due up in the bottom of the second inning. Alex Dorthy will lead things off, and he fouls off the first offering from Isaac Coffey. Coffey needed only 15 pitches to get through the first inning. He faced the minimum, even though he allowed a leadoff walk, as Raisbeck saw 9 pitches to earn that walk and then was rolled up in a double play. Here's the 0-1. Two-seamer runs in there for a strike. Coffey's been in the strike zone pretty consistently, which sounds kind of funny because he gave up that leadoff walk, but he threw more strikes than balls in that at-bat because so many two-strike pitches got fouled off. The 0-2 is fouled off here, and he's not missed the strike zone since then. Had an 0-2 count on Schwartz when he grounded into the double play, had an 0-2 count on Bauer when he flew out to left, and now an 0-2 count to Dorthy. Isaac Coffey pitching aggressively here early on in the contest. Fastball misses up high here, trying to get Dorthy to climb the ladder. He wouldn't go after it. One, two. Nobody on in front of Alex Dorthy. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Oh, are you leading 5-0 as ball two is a breaking ball that runs in? All 5 of those runs coming in the top of the second for ORU on 6 hits, all over the span of just 7 batters. Two-two count. Again, fouled off. Dorthy just flung the bat at that one and got the end of the bat on it. Chopped it foul behind home plate. Keeps the count at 2-2. So the problem so far for Coffey is that he just hasn't been able to find that put-away pitch. He's been ahead in the count. Hasn't been able to get guys to swing and miss. Until now, he blows a fastball by Dorthy for strike 3. First strikeout issued by Isaac Coffey today. And that's something he generally has done very well this year. Coffey, with a 4.86 ERA and a record of 2-1 in 6 previous starts, he had thrown 33 and a third innings, striking out 39 batters over the course of those innings and walking only 8. 31 hits against him, 21 runs, 18 of them earned. He has allowed an average of 240 against him. Whoa, high and tight on the chin music there. Allred dipping back out of the way, Matrix style. 1-0 count, one down. Wind still blowing out a little bit to left as this ball is lifted high, but out of play, foul territory over the first base side. One-one count. Coffey threw his windup. Two-seamer caught the outside corner for strike 2. Very well-located pitch by Coffey that time. What you do with that two-seamer away to right-handers, it starts outside and then runs back into the zone. That makes it really tough to make solid contact with because it seems like it's so far away. This time a curveball got him way out in front. Allred down to his right knee swinging at it. It was blocked by Jones behind the plate, and he tags Allred for out number 2. It's the second strikeout issued by Coffey in this inning, both of them swinging. And it brings up Chase Vandergenst. Vandergenst, the left fielder, struck out 4 times yesterday in 4 at-bats. Earlier today, he went 0-for-4 again, but drove in a run in the process. He did not, however, strike out in game 1 of the day. Here's the 1-0. That's in there for a strike. One-one count. Nobody on, nobody out. Nobody on, 2 outs. And are you leading 5-0 as a foul ball goes back to the netting? If Coffey can get him on this next pitch, that would be back-to-back innings with exactly 15 pitches. Looking in, here's the 1-2. Hit hard down the right field line, but foul. Say goodbye to symmetrical pitch count innings there. Coffey, though, still ahead in the count 1-2. Isaac Coffey looking to pick up his third win of the year. 1-2 count on its way. Fouled back off the helmet of Jones. Might have caught the body of the umpire as well. Both appear to be okay. Still a 1-2 count. Another pitch home. Backdoor curveball. Got him looking as Isaac Coffey strikes out the side in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left as Coffey has faced the minimum through two. ORU leads at 5-0. This is Golden Eagle Baseball on the ORU Sports Network.